What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Bridge Between podcast. We are back with another episode, episode 5. I am Raina, and I am back with my lovely co-host, the amazing Erica. And we got Sosa down there doing her thing, being fierce. But before we get into the thick of it, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has been watching and listening, commenting, subscribing, sharing, giving us any sort of feedback. It means so much to us. Thank you so much. And just make some conversation more fun to have with you guys. If you're watching our video version, you can continue to watch us on YouTube at The Bridge Between Podcasts. And if you want to listen to us on any of our audio platforms, you can listen to us at The Bridge Between Podcasts. You can look us up on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, and many more. The links will be in the description below. And we love to hear what you guys think of the episode. So please, like I said, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And if you're enjoying our content, feel free to buy us a coffee at www.buymeacoffee.com/bridgebetween. So let's go ahead and get into it. Erica, what are our cards of the day?
Hey guys, all right, let's go ahead and use the Archer's Love Oracle deck today. Let's get a universal method. Oh, already, I feel like this is relevant. As soon as I parted the cards, it was healing, but let's continue. Mm-hmm. Definitely a time of healing. Definitely. May this message resonate with anyone and everyone who sees it, whenever they see it, truth be told. Ooh, dreams come true. So I'm going to tie that in with the message of healing. So right now, it's definitely a time period of healing. Definitely doing shadow work so that you can incorporate all the power, all of the energy that's needed to manifest your dreams coming true. Some of you may already be feeling like, all right, I'm feeling trickles here and there of my dreams coming true. I'm starting to see glimpses. Some of you may not feel that yet. And if you're not feeling it yet, then this is a sign that it's coming. It will. In whatever area of life it is, I know this is a love deck. Yes, that can relate to relationship kind of love, but it's also self-love. It's also doing what you love. It's also just overall energy of love. So right now, it's healing energy coming so that you can focus on what you want to manifest to have these dreams come true. Oh, and also this is on the bottom, other obligations. So right now, if you have some priorities to handle that you've been avoiding, get those done, get those out of the way, pay the taxes, whatever it is, so that you can, because all of it is going to help play into the role somehow of you manifesting your dreams come true once you handle your top priorities and other obligations. So that's what I see.
Ooh, I bro, that was so spot on. One of my cards today for the week was priorities. And I was like, but what does that mean? Because I'm like, also like, I just want to play. And then all of a sudden I got inspired to like organize, make lists, send out the emails, get back to people, organize for this podcast. And I like literally just got up and just start doing things for hours. And then afterwards, I didn't realize I was such in that mode because I asked. And it's like, if you open up your heart and just like act from that intuitive place, you're like, because you're in alignment. And then I look back and I'm like, oh shit, I got things done today. I was so happy. So, and it feels good because it's like, it's working towards the bigger goal, the bigger dream. And it's like really just, again, when you're healing your heart, you're keeping your heart open and you're listening, you're feeling, and then you're being guided and then shit happens. Yeah. That was great.
Working camera business.
Hey.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I definitely resonated with that because I've been trying to get it together over here, Virgo season. I'm like trying to get rid of clothes that I don't wear or that just don't give any sort of like emotional connection or just like bad vibes and stuff like that. Just trying to just get organized and get it right, get it tight. So on point as always, Erica.
There's a song called Let's Organize Too with like Q-Tip. Let's organize. Let's do it.
Hey.
Yes, like, let's organize. Let's, yeah. Yeah, we do. I mean, as a collective, don't you think, like, we really need to organize, like, what do we want? Like, not only for our personal lives, but, like, how do we want to live life? Because this is weird out there.
Yeah. And I also think, too, just, like, no matter what you're trying to, like, manifest in terms of your goal and your dreams coming true, a lot of the time we overlook, like, the things we need to fix even within ourselves. So maybe your other obligation is, okay, fix you first before you worry about knight in shining armor coming in, because you know what? Would they want you right now as you are? Fix you first.
They allowed it for the people in the back.
Yo, it's so true though, because even just like anything that like bothers us, and it's like we should be aware that like we are the responsible ones for those emotions. But you are also the responsible one to change them if you do not like them. Everybody has free will. You don't have to do anything at all. But at the end of the day, it's like, what are you here on earth for? And I think a lot of us, like, even that question is kind of, like, triggering. Because it's like, especially people who have dealt with suppression, especially in the Black and Brown community and our ancestors, most people, it was a very dark place. And I feel like this is something we talked about before we got on the call. It's just like, you know, finding that light in the darkness. Because that's where you really do give birth to things. We give birth to new realities. We give birth to new projects, new relationships, new children in the world. You know, like, everything really does happen in that dark place. And why is it, y'all, that we are so afraid? Why are we so afraid of the darkness?
Oh, my God. Trust me. I have to deal with that all the time just because I feel like my boyfriend is afraid of the dark. So he's always like, oh, why are you in this darkness? Why are you in the darkness? What is this all about? And I'm like, I'm not afraid of the dark. Like, I am, we have to be aware of it. Yeah, it's dark. Yeah, and obviously, but it's like our ancestors had no lights ever. Like, they never even seen a light before. So what am I getting afraid of, this little darkness? We have so much light pollution. It doesn't even get dark out here.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Maybe we should make that a something to meditate on later, all of us who are seeing this, of like, why am I afraid of the dark? You know what I mean? Like, I know me, I'm uncomfortable sitting in the dark. Like, I'm not afraid of the dark. I can enjoy it, especially if there's candles and stuff, but just sitting in the dark, it does make me uncomfortable. But I mean, I guess I kind of know, because I've seen some wild stuff and, you know, like, performed a few exorcisms here and there, you know what I mean? So, I mean, maybe it's a little bit of that healing.
It's a lot of bit of that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that. Because if you think about it, beings from other dimensions are able to really show themselves when, like, the light is dark. There, because it's a different frequency that happens. I mean, because you are hypersensitive in the sense of your clairvoyancy allows you to interact with beings that are from a different dimension very easily. It's kind of like you're stepping into another world and you're probably like, I just want to be human right now. I don't want to be like doing that right now. And sometimes, honestly, it's kind of your responsibility to take on. It is, because you have to be like, it's like my mom always told me, it's like in Spanish, there's a saying of like, it's better to be worried or fear the living than the dead. Because it's like you put boundaries up if you desire to communicate with other beings and other dimensions, and we have to remember that. And you, I would say though, Erica, you have grown a lot since I've met you, and I feel like your stories, because Erica doesn't be telling all her stories out there, but when we gather and she tells us these stories that she's able to really have with beings from different dimensions, I'm over here like, damn, I wouldn't be able to handle that. Or like, damn, I don't want to be in that situation. Wait, Raina, you're saying something. You're on mute.
Oh, I was saying that.
I know you were going off.
I was like Erica is the only one strong enough to handle it, y'all. She's the only one that can handle the truth. I was talking about that today, how people can't handle the truth. Like, they want to, you know, and I think that's why people are afraid of the dark, because in the dark, it's just you in the darkness and your thoughts and your feelings. And truth, I feel like truths get revealed in the dark. I don't know, things that come to the dark always come to the light, you know what I mean? So I feel like when you're sitting in the darkness, Like, I'm a weirdo. TMI, y'all. I like to go to the bathroom sometimes in the middle of the night in the dark. Like, I will, like,
Yeah,
not turn on a
that's like a
light.
lot of us.
Yeah, no, some people think it's a little strange.
You think your partner thinks it's strange?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We don't think it's strange. Shout out to
I'm
me.
like, I know, right? I'm like, not trying to throw you under the bus. But some people think it's a little funny, and I'm just like, no, sometimes it's comforting. Sometimes the light, especially at nighttime, can be like abrasive. Like, I only like the sun. Like, I like natural lights only. Like, I hate artificial lights. Like, that is so disgusting to me. It makes me so like, ugh. Like, if we're gonna have artificial lights, let's make them fun, let's make them colorful, let's make them pop, you know? But if otherwise, natural light all the way, because when the sun goes down, we need to be going down too, low key. But that's hard for a lot of us.
It does remind me of what Goddess Rhonda was saying in the last episode of how, like, and Sosa tied that in earlier. Everything is born in the darkness of the womb space. And we were joking about this off camera, but how, like, Sosa and I both ended up wearing black today. And for me, and she can speak for her side, like, I have been drawn to black lately. And I was actually talking to my friend Melissa too. She has been too, because, well, one, right now we're in that season. We're approaching, at the time of recording this, veil's getting thinner. We're approaching the Halloween times, Dia de los Muertos. You know, that veil, that bridge between us and the great beyond is, you know, where we're merging. And so I always like to say, I compare it as like, and I you guys are gonna get, might get tired of me talking about Aaliyah. I don't care. I love Aaliyah. So I always compare
Stay on
it. I
her.
love it. Yeah, stay on her. Stay on her.
Yeah, so like, I always compare to how Aaliyah was such a caring, loving light as a being, but she also embraced her shadow side. That's why she did movies like Queen of the Damned, because she sees that there's power in the shadow as well, and you can't be afraid of it. It's a part of all of us, the light and the shadow. So I've been drawn to dark yet again for because of the reason of embracing my shadow so that I can use it to heal and transmute and become powerful. Also, I've been seeing so many crows, which also to me represent the subconscious and shadow realm. They're like, messages coming, here's your truth, look at us, use your magic. So I've been seeing so many crows. And also, like, my protection candle over there, it's black. Black absorbs negative energy. So it's protection, it's rebirth, it's transmuting energy, it's, you know, a crow flies, but yes, friend, I see you. It's taking in all that medicine.
Marissa, you said what now? Let me come home.
I know, right? Just then, it was close too.
Yo, you guys know there's just no crows in Hawaii? None.
Yes. I was like,
What's the
where?
symbology of that,
Yeah.
y'all? What's the symbology of that?
Interesting. That's
Yeah, I
not
forgot
much of
about
a
that.
light place. I don't
Well,
know.
think about yeah, let's ask. Actually, this would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Vision Quest Tarot, if anybody's curious. One of my favorites.
Yes.
Silly us, let's ask
What's the
spirit, let's not
message? What's
wonder.
the reason that Hawaii does not have crows? Oh, Ace of Air, Ace of Swords. So, what I'm hearing, it's this message of deep truth, but it's like they're trying to say truth is in your face, truth is in your face. Because crows to me also represent subconscious energy in the way of like things that are hidden. It's like, oh, you're about to find out hidden information. Here's a crow, here's a raven. But this is like, it's in front of you. It's the answers are in front of you. They have other birds, other messengers, but that's, I don't know how to explain it, but that's what they're saying. They're saying it's because it's in front of you. It's not even hidden.
Is
So
crows associated with death for you guys?
sometimes, for me,
Like
it's more
battles?
always.
I think so. I always think of my ancestors. When I first started meditating, I would see crows, and I remember we did a Reiki session together, and a crow came in, and I was like, "Is that my grandma?" And you were like, "Yeah, I got that same vibe from her as well." So I think of it as ancestor energy always. A lot of people associate it with death, though, or what's her name? That one goddess. Moringa or something like that. I can't Moringa or something like that. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry if I'm butchering it. If anyone like knows who exactly I'm talking about. But yeah, I think it's deeper than that. I think crows are really playful and they're really smart. A crow will remember your face. Like, if you do something to it.
Crows are hella intelligent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not, like, they're not too dumb. Intelligent.
They give me ancestor energy also. In Native American powwows, we do a dance called Crow Hop also. And it honors the movements of the crow as well. You know, everything carries medicine. So, very interesting. Like, I like crows. I like crows. I like ravens. They always remind me of just, like, something magical is about to happen.
But yeah, I think they're really magical creatures as well.
Yeah. But I think with Hawaii, I just feel like there's just this different kind of truth there as well that I don't know. They just kind of feel like our work is already done here. We don't need to be here right now.
That's very true. So I'm just thinking in the mainland, there's just more disruption of like energy because of all the battles that took place, the struggles and like just the colonization of land and what was done in order to acquire land.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's deep.
It's funny that you bring up how the mainland has a lot of work to do. I just randomly was looking at pictures of LA like from the 1920s and from like the 1800s before like all this development went on, and the land was there's so much that has been done to the land in the past couple hundred or so years. I know Erica can attest to feeling that energy in Long Beach and feeling the changes. And her apartment's really cool. They have pictures of like old time Long Beach and just South Bay area in general. And it's just so interesting to look at the land before we got here and just think about the people that have been there and the energy. Like, it's a lot.
Definitely. And also too, with this being just this, since we're on the vibe of like ancestors and hidden information and shadow realm, all this stuff, right now, like it's the time to be tapping into listening to our dead, like our loved ones that have crossed over to the great beyond for these messages. And like, just the fact that like, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in ourselves, but like it's just a reminder there's so much more to life. Like you mentioned this area, and like I always think about the fact that, man, oh wow. This necklace just when the job is done.
Ooh, protection.
That's what this is programmed for.
Can you explain
for.
That?
So okay, thank you. So I always, this is like the fourth chain I bought for this. So this is my ruby necklace. My birthstone is ruby, and rubies are also good for protection and security. So I always program whatever I'm wearing to have a purpose. And I did just program this the same day I lit my protection candle, the same day the earthquake came, that for protection, for clarity, you know, protection for me, protection for my partner, Kiwi, and all of us. And whenever it breaks, it's like, all right, spell's complete. Clear me out. Let's do something else. So it just broke, I guess. So job's done. Thank you. As we were talking about all this, and I was about to say that as we remember that life has been going on far beyond just us, because we can tend to think sometimes, some of us, like that we know it all, but there's still more to learn. And so listen to your ancestors, listen to our dead who have crossed over, who are still talking to us, communicating with us. Because I think about even the changes in this area, like the Rite Aid I go to all the time, I found out was a hospital in like 1912 or something. And I've seen the man who started that hospital, I've seen his spirit walking around. That's why I found out. And then I walked up and I saw the plaque one day, as many times as I have walked past that thing. So it's like, they have stuff to tell us, they have stuff to teach us. And it's time to open up and listen and just get out of our own little bubbles.
Yeah, I love how you shared that too, because I know you've passed that building and gone into that building so many times and like nothing came up before. And it's just knowing that, like, if we open up ourselves to really tap into our intuition, which is another layer of healing if you think about it, because we block our intuition because we lack the healing. And a card of the day was about healing, and we took the time to really reflect on episode 4 with Rhonda, and we both did, all of us did this exercise with our root chakra. And one of the things that I think, well, ancestors are all about the root chakra. It's all about fourth house, also in astrology. It's very deep-rooted, and I feel like because we are open to receive the higher light and feel safer than our ancestors did, we are here to really change shit. We're here to really complete things they were not able to, but they carried that wisdom on. They carried the message on. They carried those stories through us too. So with the light comes the darkness, comes the shadow of perhaps something that we have not experienced, but our grandparents experienced. And these are also things too, honestly, like, it's gonna sound hella weird, but like, I was able to really tap into a lot of my father's history and his family without me really talking to him. And I did that through really asking spirit for guidance of, cause I'm like, I was born into, even though I didn't really grow up with him, it's still my responsibility to alchemize those shadows as well, because it's part of me. And just because we're not raised with them, or even if we had adoptive parents or like whatever it is, like we're still energetically tied to these people. So that's for all of us, not just brown, black people, but especially white people. You have to dig into your own shadow, which a lot of it is racism and the way that y'all have continued to colonize. I mean, modern day, like, Kauai and, like, what's happening right now is Mark Zuckerberg is over here buying hella land in Kauai, and people are not okay with it. So, and, yeah, so this is one example, you know what I'm saying? But it's within all of us to really alchemize and go deep into our shadow and not just say, I'm just of the light. I just want to stay in this bubble. Yeah, that might be comfortable for a little bit, but let me tell you, if you're alive in this decade, if you really want to continue to be alive, like, you're gonna have to alchemize these things, otherwise it will take you out, like, literally.
I was gonna say, so right when your necklace broke, my dog started barking, and nobody was there, like, nobody knocked on the door or anything like that. She just started started going crazy. My mom was like, calm down. So I was like, it was all happening so fast over here. I just want to say that.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, breaking generational curses starts with us. So if we have to embrace all that, heal it, go through it, stop being in denial, and handle that, and that's a big part of it if we don't want the cycle to continue. And then also, I know I'm not the only one who's been feeling this way. I had another friend who was saying she was about to do her protection work because there's this feeling of being just unsafe lately, just feeling unsafe, like, in the energy is around for whatever reason it might be, like, whatever. It's going to be different for different people, but a lot of people have just not been feeling safe, you know. And I know I one of those people. That's why I was like, all right, let me reprogram all the mirrors in my house for protection, let me program my necklace, let me do this, let me do that. And the only time I also wear glasses is for the same reason. It's still reflective, so I'm still like, no, this is protection right here. I'm gonna see clearly, and you're not gonna break through this boundary.
You're not gonna get me.
Right? Shout out Tony Baker. You see it? So, so I've been feeling that too, and just been doing extra protection work around myself, around my loved ones. So, you know, I know it's all part of the season we're in, the shadow realm, the veil thinning, but also it's retrograde. So retrograde has you reflecting backwards. It has you looking back to old things coming up. You know, it's like, why you keep bringing up old stuff? Universe is doing it so you can heal it. You know, whether it's people popping up, whether it's feelings popping up, memories, things like that. It's bringing up old stuff.
I feel like it's nice to add, like, what energy does when we gather in this way, because I would like to talk about the synchronicity that happened. That's because this is something that we can't make up. Your necklace broke. the dog barked. I earlier was like talking about some darker stuff after we opened the portal, because we always say a prayer and we open the circle. And I was talking about some wild shit, and Raina's phone fell on her computer, and she was the one who had just started recording, and then Raina call dropped, the recording stopped, and I was like, damn, spirit came through real quick and was like, you will not talk about this dark stuff right now. And I appreciate that, because I used to have a hard time listening and really seeing those things. Like, nothing is a coincidence, y'all. Like, nothing is a coincidence. If you really align yourself with, like, wanting to do good, whether you know the details of what that really means for you or not, do you want to be someone who wants to anchor a peaceful, harmonious, abundant world for all of us? Yes. Okay, well, then align yourself with that. What does that mean? So I feel like this is something that also happened to me this weekend that I want to mention, because it was kind of wild in the sense that dealing with the women not feeling safe definitely came up. So I was having a high vibrational conversation with three of my housemates. And I know that when I reach that level of, like, we speaking about some, like, high-level stuff, like, I could feel the energy just amplify around me. And I'm like, ooh, we got to close this. Like, this is not the type of party that I want to invite right now. Like, it's cool to have it going on for a while, but you got to close the portal. And portal meaning, like, you are setting a vibration. Like, everything is energy. Your words are energy. So if you speak love, yes, you raise the vibration. But if you're speaking divine truth and also bringing light to the shadows, there's some shadows that don't really like that, you know? And then so you can call in some trickster energy. And I'm aware of that through all three of us have had this experience where we're all three of us will have a conversation at my place in Long Beach, and, like, things would fall. I would be like, bruh, you can't interrupt us. Anyways, I ended up closing the portal because I was already feeling like, we need to close this. This is too much energy. And so one of the girls wasn't there, but I didn't notice. And I closed the circle in the house. Now, fast forward a few hours later, I went outside closer to midnight. I'm smoking a joint. I was up late. And I noticed this guy was looking in her window. And I was like, I know y'all know the story. So at that point, like, I diffused it. I was able to fucking get him out of there. I'm not going to go into the story, but it was not fucking cool at all. He's really lucky I didn't fucking go for his fucking kneecaps, but that's a whole other fucking story. But then when I came back in and I was talking to one of the guys that was there with me at Close the Portal, he said, so-and-so wasn't there when we closed it. And I was just like, you're right. Like, I didn't realize that when you set to open and close, the same amount of people should be there and should be aware of what's happening. And that was like, I can't even say it as anybody's mistake, because I did not even realize how strong of energy we were pulling in. But it's also fucked up that we live in a fucking world where a woman can't feel safe, you know, in that way. And I was actually, like, hella emotional in the sense of, like, well, one, I'm grateful I was there, like, at that hour. Like, what are the odds? But again, I listened to spirit because I wanted to smoke earlier, and they were just like, wait until you go to bedtime. And I was like, they were like, finish what you're doing. And I'm like, okay. So I listened, and literally within that time, I was able to move that energy. And I feel like it's kind of tricky for how women show up towards men like that in the dark, but follow your gut and know that you're divinely protected, because you got that shadow within your ancestors too. So let me fucking tell you, if someone try to come at me, you know, our ancestors were not, you know. So I believe in a higher force in that sense too, that's not all light, but hey, I'm gonna call my shadow same too if I gotta protect myself, because I know that I'm here for a higher purpose, and I will not allow low vibrational things affect other people, especially women. Like, I'll be slaying people for women. Like I will not tolerate that. It's no.
And the children. Don't forget the kids.
Yeah, and the children, of course. But, like, in the sense of just, like, women and how women have been just, like, hella disrespected.
Oh my God, this is so crazy. And there's no such thing as coincidences. But today I was talking to, I'm like a call center agent. I won't give you more details than that. And I talked to hella people all day. And this guy that we were talking to, he just moved to Idaho from California. And he's like, yeah, just so much safer out here for like kids to like be outside and for like my wife to go for a run. And like, I don't have to feel worried about her and stuff like that. I'm like, God, isn't that like crazy that that's something that we have to worry about? Like, I feel bad for kids because they don't get that same experience. You guys got a thicker experience of it. I was coming towards the end of it. Like, my parents were a little bit more protective about me going outside, and honestly for good reason. I had gotten followed as a child like 3 times. Like, I'm like, when I walk around outside, I'm like, because after getting followed as a little kid and people pulling up in their car and relieving themselves in front of me as a little kid, I was like, what is going on? Like, I don't even know how I got myself out of it. I would just like talk to people on the phone. That will scare them away. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, kids shouldn't have to go through that. They shouldn't have to experience it. And this guy was like going around the neighborhood doing that to other girls that were my age and stuff like that. And it's just really important to take care of the women that are around, because there's almost like an attack going on, especially all this abortion stuff going on in Texas. Like, oh God, it's just, they're trying to control us. Yes, it's so heavy. It's so sad, but also we have to remember that, like you said, we're in control. We have the free will. We can use our shadows as a light to protect us against other shadows or whatever it may be. And you triggered a memory of me having a dream. I totally didn't even remember this dream when you were talking about shadows. Mm-hmm. I had a dream where it's like I merged with my shadow. It was like it was like a light version of me and like a shadow version of me, and like I gave my shadow a hug, and I was like, oh, I get it. Like and I did not even remember that dream until you said it. I like had the like mind's eye vision. I was like, oh my God, I like hugged my shadow the other day. I think I think spooky season is is
good. I did too, though. I really wanted to beat the shit out of this guy, but I used my energy and my words to diffuse it. I don't know what happened, what took over me, but I really wanted
I'm proud to of you
person. Yeah, y'all know me.
Yeah,
look at this life.
Let me tell y'all, Sosa's really about it, okay? So don't come with about that action, okay? They call it Sosa for a reason. No.
Big chop Sosa.
Big chop Sosa.
Yes.
Go ahead, Erica.
Oh, I was going to say, I really love that. I love the idea of giving your shadow self a hug. I feel like I need to do that. I need to make that a practice. Also, I had a question for you, Raina, but before I get into that too, I was also gonna say, like, people, the feeling of unsafe, I feel like that also trickles over to like people feeling like they can't really speak their mind anymore. It's like, everything's so censored. Everything is so, like, people can't have conversations and even ask questions, and then they're just attacked. And it's just like, man, we can't have critical thinking anymore. Like, it just feels so unsafe. It's just like, sit there, shut up. And I'm just like, oh. So I wanted to say that, like, that unsafety also carries over into that realm. And then I had a question for you, Raina, and this might be a trigger warning, so for people watching, and you don't have to answer this either, but I'm asking this because I was watching another YouTube. I hear a siren going off outside too, so I guess somebody needs to hear this, or maybe you need to, maybe it's something for you. I was watching a YouTuber and she was saying how and again, if somebody watching is a victim of sexual abuse and you're not in a clear head right now, you may want to just switch it for a moment, because it's a trigger warning. She was saying how when she was younger, somebody had fingered her and she did not know that that was considered rape, because, you know, you don't really associate that. She was a little child. So she didn't really, in her mind, didn't know. She knew it didn't feel right, but she didn't know that it was rape, and then that carried over to sexual trauma later on. And so I say that to say, with Raina, with what you witnessed of the person following you and relieving themselves, do you feel that caused you, like, maybe in a subconscious way, some sexual trauma that you had to heal? And if you did heal it, how did you heal it so that somebody can do the same thing and work on themselves?
Dang, Erica, you got me looking at myself like, dang, I didn't even realize I had these things. But
Don't be afraid,
but
Erica. I love the
I thank
question.
you for asking, because you really are putting my mind to work right now. And now that I think about it, I feel I do ha I or I'm releasing, I'm working my way through fear of seeing people like naked. Like that was something that I had, like I was like, oh, you have to, you know what I mean? Am I allowed to do this? Is this okay? Around women, I don't care, but around like men or anyone that's, I notice that's getting a little undressed, I'm like, whoa, take it easy, like keep it over there. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, that did cause me a little bit of a little bit of a trauma. I think I wasn't necessarily afraid of men, but I was afraid of seeing them and like in that way. I think that scared me. That was like a very fierce act that he was doing. I felt like it was very like aggressive and like, yeah, that was definitely me realizing that like men can be like want to do things that are more than your friends, because I had a lot of friends that are boys growing up, so I never really thought of them in that way. And that was like, whoa, they're like really out here doing things to themselves, and they have parts of their body that I have never seen before. So I feel like I did have a little bit of a, like, this is making me sweat. I'm getting hot just thinking about it. Like a little bit of a fear
Keep
of seeing
going.
people. And I think that also created the fear of me, like I kind of have a little bit of a fear of intimacy, a little bit. Like I feel a little bit like uncomfortable, or like I'm not an initiator. And stuff like that. But also I'm a people pleaser, so it's this definitely you're definitely making me realize that I didn't realize how much that affected me. Definitely affected my walks. Like I like don't go for walks the same anymore. Like I'm like on 360 mode when I'm on a walk all the time, even when I'm with Sky, no matter what time of the day, morning, night, afternoon. And it's crazy because I walked like everywhere my whole life, but yeah, I'm always on the lookout for people when I go for walks. But as for like trauma sexually, yeah, I think I felt a little uncomfortable seeing people. So that was a good question. It got me thinking.
Oh, thank you for sharing and being honest about that. I was just curious because I know if that were me, I know that would have stuck with me and messed me up probably. So, but yeah, so thank you for sharing and keep us updated about how you're working through it. I'd love to hear if like later on you were able to, transmute all of that and be like, be free in front of me, like for your
Yeah,
partner.
you know, I definitely need to work through it, because it's funny that you bring this up. The other day I was thinking about his car, because I talked to the police when I rep like I went to the library, and I was friends with all the librarians, and they were like, you have to report this to the police. And I was like, all right, I'll report this to the police. And my little self, I used to watch CSI and NCIS and all those crime shows, and I gave them a super good description of the car. I was like, he was driving a champagne or beige colored Lexus. It was a sedan. He had a be he had a no he had no like he was bald. Like I can see this man, like had a mustache. I remember what shirt he was wearing. And they were like, oh man, this is a great description. I was like, yeah, I watch a lot of crime TV and I read a lot of books about murder. It was crazy.
I was gonna ask you, but a follow-up question, but you intuitively answered it, which is when that happens, because I've been in a very similar situation. As a young girl, you start to become like afraid of your own body. You become very disconnected from your own body. You start to not only, if it's not verbally shame, you start to treat your body like you don't want it because you don't want the attention. And that's what happened to me for a very, very long time. This is why I gained a lot of weight. There was a lot of, I used to get bronchitis like consistently for like 7, 8 years. And that had a lot to do with my throat chakra and a lot of the things that I wanted to say from abuse and things that I witnessed, not only for me, but like things that I witnessed my mother go through with my father and the like disrespect that like women have to go through, but like that children have to witness, because now I'm witnessing how a man treats a woman and now I'm over here like afraid of men. And I think I told that to someone once of like not, it's really difficult for me to take compliments sometimes because I never wanted to look pretty because pretty meant you would get attention and I didn't want attention because I didn't want to get abused. So it wasn't like, and I didn't know that that's actually trauma. I thought, well, that's survival mode. And I need to protect myself because the masculine ain't doing it for me. So that's why I am who I am now. And I'm learning to soften that part of myself with my own feminine energy, because for so long I had to embody the masculine for my own protection, because I don't think we realize like how much shit women go through from childhood. And I had said this to my housemate the other day, like men really need to see each and every woman as their mother, as their cousin, as their sister, as their grandmother. Like there is no difference. You should never disrespect a woman. You should always be aware like of just her surroundings. Like if you're her partner, like walk with her. Like, you know, making sure that she's with you, like, at all times. Is she good? Does she need something? You know, we're not asking you to get on your knees, but, like, are you there for all women and to see if they're good?
And you know what? Now that I think about it, I did get a little weird about my body afterwards. I got, like, I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to have attention. I think even to this day a little bit, I, like, have, like, a little bit of, like, I want to wear clothes that are sexy, I guess you could say, and I feel like reservations about it. Like I get nervous. I'm like, oh, I need to have something to cover me up. Which I love when Goddess Rhonda brought up how she loves how women nowadays are being those fierce women and being like, show, like, look at me. You gonna see this and you gonna enjoy it and you can't touch it. Yeah, exactly. So I think it's funny. Yeah, I started being like, oh, I don't want people to see my body. I wanted to like kind of hide a little bit. You know what? I started wearing boy clothes for a really long time. It wasn't until I would say 2019 I'm like trying to become more of like a feminine in my way that I dress.
Wow.
And like I just started realizing that, and I thought it was because I worked at a men's clothing store, and it was a little bit of that, but also it's like I didn't, now you guys are all dragging this out of me.
I mean, this is what it's all about. No, we're decoding ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. See, we're doing the healing work together, y'all. We right here. It, okay, right here live and in person.
It was the clothes.
Yeah. It was
definitely
crows. It was the crows. My ancestors were like, you better heal this. But yeah, I think I do have like, I don't want a lot of attention. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to wear like things that are too revealing. I don't want people to see my butt or anything like that. Yeah. But now I'm slowly like being like, I can dress more feminine. I can wear like a low cut top if I want to. I can wear a dress if I want to. Like I'm trying to get more back into that being more feminine in my dress. But yeah, I, so funny, I have so many men's clothes, like, and I love it, but I think it's deeper than that now. I realize
what happened. Erica looks like she just got a download. She's like, oh,
I did, but I don't know if I can share too much.
Something happened. Rooster no, popping.
Let me take a pause to reset this up. You guys can keep going.
Yeah, hold that, Erica. Don't lose.
Yeah, hold that.
Yeah, hold that. Don't lose it now. Clearly, it was a good one because it made things fall. Dang, this is a good question. I never really realized how that affected me. I never really worked through that. I kind of thought I was over it.
Yeah, usually we think we are, but then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize, like, I can see that guy's face, like, so clearly in my mind, like, his car, like, I don't think I realize how much I look for his car, like, now I'm thinking about it, I feel like when I go for walks sometimes, I'm, like, subconsciously looking for his car, like, never got found. Oh.
Breaking shit.
Oh, no. Must have been a crazy message.
Yo, all this energy, what's happening?
This full moon is coming in hot.
Bruh, and you know what it is? Is highlighting my nodes. It's literally exact on the north node on 28 degrees. You hear the sirens?
And the sirens going
on? Yes.
My heart is like, okay, I want to know what they're going to say.
So, okay, I want to share, but I don't want to share so much only because I know that this person wouldn't have wanted it out there because she never really talked about it when she was with us. Again, it was Aaliyah, and the reason I got triggered was because you said, you know, I have so many boys' clothes, and then I was like, for some reason she flashed in my head that was her whole style. And the reason I say this is because we forget that she may have experienced some things when she was alive, now that we know more about the person that she was allegedly involved with. And so I don't know, I got triggered, but I just had an epiphany of like, man, let's send some healing over there, you know, even to her spirit now, because I just realized that like there's probably a lot that she never got to say, couldn't say, you know, things like that, chose not to because she wanted to take the high road, whatever it was. Some of these are downloads, and then some of it I just don't want to say too much because I don't want to. She didn't say it, so you know. But anyway, I got that energy of like, man, we're so oblivious sometimes, like when it's right in front of us. And even you know, how do we take care of the people that may look okay, but inside they're like, there's a lot going on, you know what I mean? Like, check on your happy friends, I guess, you know, that kind of a thing. But I don't know, that download came through. I just realized I got triggered when you said, oh, my bag, I have so many baggy clothes. And I was like, she came into my head and I was like, oh man, this is a lot.
It's so true, honestly. I didn't even think about that. Like when you said it, I like got the chills. Like I'm hot right now and I got cold.
But if y'all think about that one, because I'm a Dakota a little bit. Aaliyah was probably attracted to her past relationships due to her relationship probably with her father and what she witnessed, or what her mother relationship was with sexuality and with older men, probably. You know, and so I think the message, why it comes in so strong, is because if women listening to this have experienced that, take responsibility in the sense of knowing how to nurture yourself, which means look for help, look for support, look for someone that you can trust, or at least in your circle that you can move this energy. The thing is, we don't want you to have your throat all blocked up because of this. And this will, you know, can manifest in diseases. And, you know, we all know that a disease is a disease with self, or your body will check out some sort of way, you know. And perhaps what Aaliyah was going through is a lot of heartbreak too, you know, like people, we look at like quote unquote famous people, like they're happy, like they got it all, like bro, a lot of these people are so miserable. They're so miserable. I think of like Mac Miller and like people who were like, they thought it was funny that he was like an addict and it was like some sort of act. And like every time I would see him and people would amp him up, I'd be like, this guy needs help, y'all. Y'all don't see this through the screen? Like, he needs help. And I grew around addicts. So, like, it was always, and maybe because I'm in a different generation, being an 80s baby, but as I started to, like, getting into, like, 20s, I started to see how we would make, like, we would make these stories and think it, like we were stuck in the stop story of it and didn't want to evolve beyond it. It's gonna be like, oh okay, are we really gonna make these shows like Intervention like all the time? And it was just like one thing after another. And like when I'd watch Intervention, I'd be like, there were some people that were addicted to watching the show that I was rooming with this one time, and for me it was like, bro, this is my life. I don't want to watch this on TV. This is weird that this is on TV. Like, this is my neighborhood. This is my own life. And y'all be here addicted to the shadow of this because you're not working on your shadow, and the darkness attracts more darkness. You know, so it's us to be aware of, like, what am I watching? You know, what am I attracted to? Why do I like violent movies? You know, it's not to say, like, there's anything wrong with them, but there's some people that get a high from doing these certain things, just like how Goddess Rhonda was talking about, the adrenaline, the addictiveness to that. Our pain body, just like we have a light body, we have a shadow body, and that's where attracts the pain body of things that we have not moved and stuck energy. It will be attracted to these things to keep us distracted from really embodying our higher purpose.
Yes, thank you for that. That definitely makes sense. Maybe it's just a need to, again, just be mindful of, like, another thing to sit with as we close out of the podcast, or whoever's watching, of like, what are we drawn to and why? What are we attracted to and why?
Yeah. Even partners, even the partners that we think they did us wrong, or that they're being, and I know Erica, you deal with all kinds of couple like relationship readings, but a lot of people like to blame others and not really look at themselves and being like, how did I attract this person? How did I get here?
Definitely.
So go book a reading with Erica, y'all, because Erica's one of the few fucking readers out there that be telling y'all, y'all not ready for the truth. She has these amazing decks. She is very clairvoyant in the sense, so she can do more than just the card readings. This woman is, like, very talented. So I think that she's someone who can really hold space in the sense of delivering messages from a higher consciousness without really cuddling you. She, you know, straight up to the point. To for your highest good and always have that intention. So psychicgoddesserica.com, right? That's what it is.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Yeah, I consider myself woo-woo, but also a realist. I'm also a realist. So it's like, you gotta keep it real. We are here in this 3D experiencing life at the same time. So we're dealing with 3D people, so we gotta keep it real, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, go book a reading with Erica, y'all. Go buy her decks. They're awesome. They are a crowd favorite. I be reading my cards here and there for people, doing readings for people, and they are a crowd favorite. Everybody loves those decks. They're like, bring that deck that yells at me, the one that tells me that real. Bring that one.
That real.
And it's funny because they are confused as the reading is going on, but they're like, pull another one, like, do it, like, let's see, it's just make it, like, let's make the story make sense, you know. So it's kind of like a little interactive thing between me and whoever I'm reading their cards for, so it makes it really fun. I love her decks. You can get them at psychicgoddesserica.com. go get them.
Thank you.
But yes, and as we wrap up and finish up episode 5, I just wanted to say, be really selective with your energy right now, guys. As you can tell, the veil is thinning. We're getting closer to October, the, you know, all the equinoxes, all the holiday events and things like that. And just also, it's getting darker outside. It's getting darker earlier. So that's another feeling and vibration. So please be selective with your energy. If something's not making you feel good, or anything like that, don't give your energy to it. Walk away, get away from it, cut it out, you know, chop it up your life, as Sosa likes to do. So thank you again to everyone who has been watching and listening. If you're watching on YouTube, like I said again, please don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We appreciate it so much. And then check us out on Instagram at thebridgebetween888. 888, okay? And then feel free, if you like listening to audios, listen to us on all of our many audio platforms. I'm going to read them all so you guys know. So, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Deezer, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Castro, Castbox, Pod Friend, and Podcast Index, okay? So, also, if you are enjoying the content, feel free to buy us a coffee at www.buyusacoffee.com/bridgebetween. We appreciate all the love and support so much, and we can't wait to talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.